On K1, brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. It is Tri-County Tech Time. Kyla Toker is in to help us out. You brought a friend along. Good morning, Kyla.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You started school already. How could you do that? It's August.
I know. We started August 9th, just last Tuesday. Our summer's gone. What happened?
I have no idea. I know it went one day at a time, and I could get into the whole whatever soap opera it was, like Sands Through the Hourglass and all that stuff, but it just, I'm sorry, that's early.
Yeah, like you said, you said you were showing your age, because we shouldn't start till
after Labor Day.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Yeah,
it depends on what year, what decade we grew up in, school should start, but mm-hmm. It does seem to get earlier every year.
Well, I think all the kids would agree with you.
Yeah, well, if I was a high school aged student, I can, even that after Labor Day start was too early. So
there you go.
Yeah. we have a few things to talk about, and within the next week or two, you've got all kinds of experiences that are starting up.
That's right, Charlie. Even though summer's been happening, Tri-County Tech has stayed busy. Mm-hmm. We have so many offerings, so many different things to offer our community, especially our community education experiences, which many of you will remember. You got your lovely new catalogs back around the first week of July,
yeah.
I do believe.
Yeah, but I think those are hopefully well-worn by now.
Yes, I hope so, too. I hope you've been thumbing through.
If it found itself in the round file at your house, you can get another one at Tri-County Tech.
Absolutely, yeah. Or you can check us out online. We're always there, and we keep our website up to date at tricountytech.edu/experiences.
And before we get into those experiences, I probably should say you actually you're planning on doing some haircuts on Monday?
Oh, that's right. We do have some complimentary back-to-school haircuts that our cosmetology program is offering to the community on Monday.
I just got one last week.
We can get a little touch-up for
okay.
free. And it's on a first-come, first-served basis, so you don't need to make an appointment. Just stop by anytime between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m., and we'll cut your hair for you.
What a great deal. The students get a little actual on-the-job experience.
That's right.
And for the community in general, the price is wonderful.
The price is wonderful. It's free. And don't forget that we offer all kinds of other cosmetology services throughout the year. And they're done, performed by students, but they're always... certified instructors are always overseeing the work. So, and you can get a manicure, a pedicure, facials. We even have microdermabrasion and all kinds of hair services, including a perm, if you're still into that, or a straightener.
I haven't done that since the 80s.
I know. But we can take care of all of your beauty needs out at Tri-County Tech.
Okay, well, that is something that is a good community service. And so if you live within the service area or think you can drive over far enough, go get it done.
Absolutely.
Now let's talk about those experiences, because I think the first one is coming up next week, right?
Yes, and to introduce, we have a new member to our marketing team at Tri-County Tech, and it's Cheyenne Stevens, and she's our new marketing specialist. And didn't you take a class last night, a community ed experience?
I did. I took a Succulents 101 class, which was really great. I made a succulent with three different arrangements inside of it, and I got to take it home. It looks gorgeous now on my patio.
Well, so bring it in tomorrow morning. Larry Glass can tell you all about the plants.
Oh, that would be amazing. I will.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Those are fun plants to work with. And I'm sure you'll get a lot of fun out of that one.
And they're water-wise, right?
Is that's the whole thing.
Low maintenance. That's what I need.
Yeah. they do need a little bit of water here and there, but they're very drought tolerant because they hold water, so they're good. What else you got coming up? I think some other frugal gardening type stuff.
Yes, we do. We have lots of gardening experiences at Tri-County Tech coming up. One, adding native plants to your landscape. Mm-hmm. And that's on the 18th, and it starts at 6 o'clock. And we also have fall frugal gardening on August 22nd. And don't forget that if you just visit our website and you click on community education, we have all of our gardening experiences that you can peruse and find the one that works best for you or that you're most interested in.
Okay. So again, if you're looking into what you could or might want to do in the garden, go ahead and do that one as well. I'm curious about the title on this one that's coming up next week, Bushcraft. I know that has nothing whatsoever to do with the interior of the Australian continent. What's going on with bushcraft?
So bushcraft is actually for anybody who's really interested in survivalists. If you're one of those people who wants to know how to make a fire, survive on your own, if maybe your plane crashes and you land on a deserted island, or if you just want to acquire those skills.
It's a three-hour cruise. I'm sorry.
I know.
And bushcraft is actually taught by a former Marine combat engineer, Brandon Schaffner, and he served over 10 years on active duty, and he's taught classes to hundreds of Marines at a time, ranging from landmine warfare, patrolling and land navigation, mountaineering and survival skills. So he's your guy. He's going to teach you everything you need to know to survive out in the woods. Mm-hmm. And the last day of class will be on a Saturday, and you'll even get to go out and test your new skills. So this is great for Boy Scouts, for survivalists, for anybody who just wants to learn how to make their own fire and many, many other things.
Yeah, it's always fun to try to make your own fire without using matches, so it's good.
Yeah, it's very hard. He showed me how to do it, and it took me a couple hours to figure it out, so it's pretty amazing. So that's Bushcraft 101, everyone, and it starts on August 23rd, and we have a few spots left, so be sure to give us a call at 331-3333 or check us out online.
Couldn't you get an extra three in there somewhere along the line? I think somebody else already has that phone number, but that's okay. And then for people who are always looking to try to figure out where and how to get someplace, I think your Google Drive class sounds interesting.
Yeah, so Google is the way to go these days. We use Google on our email platform, for our email platform at Tri-County Tech, and we love it. It's awesome. The calendars, the way that you can save files. So this class is taught by Dr. Gil Greenwood, and he is a Google expert. So if you want to learn how to better utilize Google and their services, it's on August 23rd. And it starts at 6 o'clock.
You know, Google Drive is a neat place to store your files, and because it is a cloud-based service, so it gets the opportunity to get you going that way. And over the course of a 12-month period, you've always got some interesting cooking classes along the way.
Yes.
Couples cooking, Italian cooking. Mm-hmm. I can't remember some of the others, but you got something coming up now with Greek cooking.
Yes, all kinds of world cuisine. Greek cooking is on August 23rd from 6 to 9, and it's taught by Sandy McClelland.
Sandy McClelland is really great. She actually was a chef for the U.S. Embassy in Oman in the Middle East, which is really cool that she came back and taught for us. Mm-hmm. So she does a lot of great stuff, everything from Cooking 101 to these different ethnic cooking. And those are really fun because she gets everything set up for you and you get to experience it without trying to figure out the grocery store and try to get all of your supplies there.
Or cleaning up.
Mm-hmm. Or cleaning
up. Yeah, well, and serving to the diplomatic corps around the world, those are kind of meals that you don't want to mess up. You're not doing experimentation with those. You want to have already tried it out once, twice, or 10 times.
That is true.
And she's very experienced with that, so we are lucky to have her.
And as long as we're talking about food, I'm going to skip down to the hummus class coming up later this month as well, right? That's coming up on the 31st, which would be a Wednesday evening, 6 to 9 o'clock.
It is, and that's also taught by Sandy McClelland. And so she will teach you how to make hummus. It's really easy. It's really popular right now. You can eat it as a snack or part of your meal. So it's going to
really
be fun.
Really good source of protein, and my four-year-old likes it.
Hey, there you go. It's popping up on more menus all the time. Mm-hmm. So that'll be good.
There's lots of different variations. So I think Sandy is going to teach you a few versions using all different kinds of beans and different accompaniments. So it's not just going to be your typical hummus.
Well, that's okay. Even sometimes the typical hummus can be good.
That's true.
Let's see. Route 66 neon sign canvas painting. Those are some iconic signs from the Mother Road. And that sounds like a good couples class somewhere along the line.
Yeah, so, you know, we want people to realize that in Tri-County Tech is a really fun place to have an evening out. And this is a perfect experience for that. Route 66 Neon Canvas Sign Painting on August 30th is going to be directed by Stephen Graham. Mm-hmm. And he will walk you through step-by-step painting your own masterpiece. You can either hang it on your wall or give it away as a gift and maybe even pick up some painting skills along the way. So
okay. Well, if you paint anything better than stick figures, go have fun. Just as other things that I know, you got some couples cooking classes coming up, Pinterest parties, and all kinds of technology stuff. I mean, that is your middle name, sort of.
Yeah, Pinterest parties, couples cooking classes, group fitness. Those are the things that Tri-County Tech, our community experiences, those are the most popular. And to check our Pinterest upcoming Pinterest parties out, just be sure to click on Community Ed and then click on Community Enrichment on our website.
You mentioned several of your instructors already, but you've got just a good list of talented people that help teach some of those classes. And some of the names I think you've mentioned before, but Brandon I don't think I'm familiar with, and if there, who else is on your list of people that do some of these things for you?
We have Becky Pierce, and she actually has been a pre-K teacher for the last 15 years, and she loves crafty things. She loves to do all of those Pinterest projects, and so she actually teaches our Pinterest stuff. So those parties for those girls to make the different boards and different wreaths, and they get to take them home, and so it's a really fun group activity for a girls' night, which is always fun.
The best girls' night you can have. So the class itself is just $5, and then for the supplies, we ask that it's $25, and it's just due at the beginning of the class to cover the cost of the supplies. If you want to check out some of the things that Becky Pierce does, you can find her on Facebook at Creative Collections, okay. And you can see all those fun little crafts that are coming up that she has really perfected from Pinterest to help guide you through them.
Sounds like it's going to be good. We will continue our time on Community Connection in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our time with Kyla and Cheyenne this morning, Tri-County Tech. We talked a lot about some of the community ed courses, which certainly is one major focus for Tri-County Tech. But some of the other things that we typically talk about, the Fast Track programs and some of those, right?
That's right, Charlie. Don't forget that Tri-County Tech is the place to go if you are looking for a promotion or just maybe even a career change. Mm-hmm. And our Fast Track and Flex programs for working adults are really the way that you can do that. And I will let Cheyenne talk about some of our upcoming Fast Track classes.
Okay.
Sure. So our Fast Track programs are designed for working individuals that don't want to interrupt their current life. So they are at night. It's only for 1 to 3 months, so you'll go to class 1 to 2 times per week, and then at the end you will have that certification, you'll have that knowledge, and you will finish that class. Some that we have coming up are basic guard and our basic phlebotomy. Mm-hmm. So those are coming up in September and August. They start then, and they'll go for about a month. We also have our flex courses, which are a little bit longer. They're a full semester, but the same kind of design for a weekly class, either once or twice per week in the evening time. Mm-hmm. So you can still go to work and then go in the evening and learn that new skill. So we have EMT coming up, and that starts in August at the end of this month. And then we have our really cool networking, their IT networking classes. So we have our CompTIA, so that A+ class, and then we have 2 Cisco certified classes, which are very popular right now in the IT networking field. Mm-hmm. So you can get your CCENT or your CCNA. You finish each one of those courses in one semester, and then at the end, you take your exam right here on Tri-County Tech's campus, and you don't have to drive to Tulsa. You get it done, and it's included in the price of your class, so we set it all up for you.
That is such a neat service, because I think there's so many of us can talk about, we took the coursework, the pre-work, and then you have to drive wherever to take the exam, and it's kind of like, for you're already excited about or nervous about the test anyway, and then you have to delay it or leave early and then drive back and maybe find out you passed or not. after you get home. That's just not the way to do it. You know?
No, it makes it very convenient, very easy. We want it all done for you. We just want to make sure you get the knowledge and get that new skill and that certification.
Well, particularly if you took the class at Tri-County, then, you know, you're in. You're going to pass it. It's great.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Jeanette Slater is our professor for those CCENT and CCNA classes, and she will really prepare you. She knows her stuff. She is very smart, and so she has been through all of that.
Well, and looking at some of the other flex classes, just looking at the EMT, again, looks like you're kind of picking up some local resources with the ambulance and the folks at Jane Phillips already. That's part of what you guys have been good at throughout your history, is finding those local partnerships to really, you know, work well.
Right, absolutely. The AMET program, Automated Manufacturing Engineering Technology, that is a prime example of that, Charlie. We went out into the community and we worked closely with Siemens to develop a program to train workers in areas that they actually need. And so that's what, you're right, that's what Tri-County Tech is known for.
Yeah, and it's finding those local partnerships.
That's right.
So moving through that, is there financial assistance available for some of those? Because I know some people are trying to transition into a job, something that they're maybe getting something less than what they need to survive, and now they're trying to get into a good paying job where they can have some job satisfaction.
Yes, that's a great question. And we do offer financial assistance. So don't let the dollar figure hold you back if you are looking to enroll in these fast track or flex programs. Just give us a call. You can either call Lacey Davis. She can walk you through some financial assistance questions you may have. And she's at 331-3261. Or if you want some more information about these fast track programs or flex programs, call Lauren, and she's at 331-3291.
And the nice thing about it is, I think all of your financial assistance is all in-house through your foundation, and which is so much better, I would think, than going through all the fill out the FAFSA form. Even if it is online, it's still confusing, and they want too much information.
Right.
We continue one last look at what Tri-County Tech has to offer in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Community Connection with Tri-County Tech, and Kyla and Cheyenne helping us out this morning. And we started with food, so let's see if we can take it around full circle. One nice thing about the fact that you are back in full swing, and that means that you've got out there, you can go for lunch or go for breakfast or maybe something
else. Breakfast or lunch, yes.
Yeah.
It's one of the great perks about working at Tri-County Tech, I must say, is that we have some delicious food. And the fact that it's time for our daily specials in the Osage Market, we are all really excited about. Starting Monday on August 15th, we invite you to join us for lunch. Get here, get a little there a little early, because the daily specials are becoming very popular and they are selling out. And if you want to, maybe give us a call a day or two ahead. If you have maybe a lunch meeting that you'd like us to get a few specials ready for you, give us a call. And we've got some delicious specials coming up next week. Taco salad, our traditional panini and chips. We've got the famous popcorn shrimp with hush puppies and coleslaw.
Good stuff.
It's so delicious. And it won't set you back more than $5. $5.50, I do believe, and that includes a drink. So
you must have had it before.
Yes, I do eat there a lot. And I want Cheyenne to talk about our famous cheese fries.
Yes.
She experienced those.
I did. I tried the cheese fries for the first time this week, and they were delicious, and I ate them all. And I'm working up to try the Texas fries. Apparently, they're fully loaded.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very excited about those.
So let's talk about what you have had. What made it so good? Was it just the gooey, delicious texture?
It is. They just pour it right on, and they're crispy, those thick fries. Oh, and I'm a fry connoisseur, so it's saying a lot.
Okay, well.
And the sliders. Don't forget about the sliders.
Sliders are delicious.
They're only, a dollar or $1.50? Mm-hmm. They're not going to set you back very much. And they, I'm not kidding, they are delicious. And I'm a burger connoisseur, and they are delicious.
Okay, well, you heard it from the connoisseurs. So let's see, this is going to be a good deal all the way around. Mm-hmm. Well, this is, I know we've kind of jumped around on different courses, but people need to go to your website and check it out. And I know you're on social media because I saw your tweet yesterday saying you're going
to
be here.
Yes, be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and get some really good specials on our community education experiences and keep in the know with all the things that are going on around Tri-County Tech. And it's also a good way to reach out to us if you have any questions.
Because the nice thing about both of them, really, you can set up that little two-way and get customized information for exactly what you're looking for.
Yes, absolutely. That is definitely a perk of social media, and we respond very quickly. So reach out to us on there. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay. Well, Cheyenne, thank you so much for coming in. Come back, would you please?
I sure will. This is exciting.
I want to find out more about those Texas fries next time.
Oh, yes. Anything Texas, I love.
Okay. Well, there you go. You heard it here first. And Cheyenne Stevens, one of the newest additions to the Tri-County Tech. I don't know if you post bio information on everybody on your website, but you should. We need to find out more about your people.
That's a good idea, Charlie.
Again, so go check out the website and take a look at some of those community ed courses. And by the way, looks like a good menu coming up at the Osage Rim, so check that all out. It is the Tri-County Tech website, and of course, go out there and you'll find some good food. Let's see, I want to make sure, coming up next Monday is taco salad, and it is a week from today with a popcorn shrimp, so check that out. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. Under our water rights